shores of El Pacifico. Bill Hendry.
Ever in the middle of all this coming at you think maybe one term is enough?
Roger, a moment ago I mentioned what Teddy Roosevelt said, and he was right on.
Tebow says it celebrates life. So what are people flipping out about?
If we can go and take inmates, for instance, the 20,000 inmates that the illegal immigrants...
800-pound gorilla.
He's huge.
Burn in hell.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. 877-876-PHIL, philhendryshow.com. And our Twitter account is twitter.com/realphilhendry. Or if you'd like, you go to our show account, twitter.com/philhendryshow. So there's a couple of options over there at the Twitter page. And we're also on Facebook at facebook.com/philhendry. Vernon Dozier joining us from Belmar Academy. He's an educator there, a varsity football coach, teaches health and math, and is also on the administrative board there. It's a private school, and we're going to be talking with Mr. Dozier here about a couple of things. One of them had to do with the teen pregnancy rate up after a 10-year decline, and as well as just the general relationship between teens and teachers and teens and parents. And Vernon, how are you this evening?
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Phil. I'm very good.
You saw that headline, teen pregnancy rate up after a 10-year decline. Now, you did an experiment, did you not, in class today?
It was late last week I did the experiment. This is when I got the news that the movie Avatar had outperformed Titanic. And I was taken aback a little bit because I've always been interested in a couple of things. Are kids, do they care about their teachers? Not so much do they care about their parents. We know kids love their parents, but do they care about their teachers? Do they care about their teachers enough to keep them from having a mental breakdown, let's say? Now, I may sound a little dramatic, but my students know that at one time I was an aspiring filmmaker. I used to make films when I was in college. And I settled on becoming an educator, so I sort of gave up a dream that I had to make movies. When I read that Avatar had outperformed Titanic, the first thought that came to my mind was, this guy James Cameron, this man is the luckiest man on the face of the earth. He has made two movies that make more money than some countries have. You know, the movies that he's made probably make more money than Haiti's got, if you think about it, Phil.
Probably, yeah. I mean, billions.
Right. So, here's a guy who's an egomaniac. You saw him at the Academy Awards. He's a liberal from Hollywood. He's a egotistical narcissist who makes two movies that make more money than Haiti's got. And so, the question that I had for my students was, do you think there's a God?
Do you think there's a God?
Do you think there's a God, yeah. And
why did you ask that?
Well, I asked that because I'm wondering if they think there's a God after a man like James Cameron can make all this money, even though he's an egomaniac, you know, and he's a member of the Hollywood liberal left, and he's just an ego case. And the fact that I wanted to be a filmmaker... And I'm now teaching high school. And I said that to my students. I said, look at James Cameron, an egomaniac, a guy who thinks that the sun rises and sets on him, no one else but him, and he's making all this money, and I wanted to be a filmmaker, and I'm here teaching high school. Do you think there's a God? So I asked the students, and they voted yes. And I said, remember what I told you. I wanted to be a filmmaker, and now I'm in high school. I'm teaching high school. James Cameron is a megalomaniac, insufferable. I don't know how to describe the guy. He just thinks he's the greatest thing since canned beer, and he makes two movies that make more money than Haiti's got. And I emphasized Haiti to my students. I said, you know, Haiti is a country. That's an actual country. James Cameron has more money than Haiti. Do you think there's a God? And this time I had them do it by secret ballot.
All right, so the first vote was what?
First vote was a show of hands. They said, yes, there's a God.
Why did you do another vote?
Because I couldn't believe their answer. given what I had just said to them. This ego, this ego-driven, craven James Cameron.
And the fact that you wanted to be a filmmaker and you didn't become one, you were a high school teacher, what's the message there?
Is there a God that would ruin the dream that I had to be a filmmaker and stick me in a high school and would elevate a craven, a debauched individual like James Cameron with two hit movies?
Well, we don't know that Mr. Cameron is craven and debauched.
The guy, you know, he's an ego case.
Perhaps, but let's just, so you asked the students, and then what did they say?
The second time, they said, yes, we believe there's a God.
So two times the kids vote, yes, there's a God.
Yeah. So I said to them, yeah, I'm going to get the truth out of you, whether we have to stay late. And
well, what made you think you're not getting the truth?
I can't believe that these kids are going to push me ever closer to a mental breakdown by telling me there's a God while I'm stuck teaching high school and I wanted to be a filmmaker.
So what was what's the essential point of this exercise?
Hold on. So we did a third vote, and for the third time, they said there's a God. And I held the kids over late, so I said, all right, go home. I got called into the administrative offices the next day. I went in. I talked to Bill Witcher, who is our principal, and I said, what's the problem? He said, I understand he kept the kids late yesterday, and you were asking them, is there a God? And they kept saying yes, and the parents are upset. I said, I want to tell you something. You've seen the teen pregnancy figures. You know that these kids are walking a moral tightrope. I said, yesterday, they wanted to push me over into the abyss of a mental breakdown. And he said, why? I said, because I told them that James Cameron is making all this money, and yet I'm teaching in high school, and they still think there's a God.
Did he know what you were talking about?
Yeah, he knew what I was talking about. I mean, he looked puzzled at first, and then he asked me to take a couple of days off, and I said, oh, you think I'm crazy? He said, no. And so I did take a couple of days off, but I came back, and I said to him, I am mentally sound. I'd like to go back and I'd like to talk to my students again, because I can't believe that they'd do that to me. And he said, take another couple of days off.
When did you finally go back to school?
When I agreed not to have any more polls on whether there's a God or not. And I have filed a grievance with our teachers' board.
So you really feel that your students should have been taking up more on your side and saying there isn't a God?
I was saying that if Vernon Dozier, who wanted to be a filmmaker and instead was forced to be a high school teacher, and James Cameron, who's an empty windbreaker who's made more money than anyone could possibly imagine on two bad movies, how can there be a God? And when the kids said, there is a God, then I had to conclude it was a slap to my face and an attempt to drive me to nervous exhaustion and a hospital stay.
And are you that much on the edge, man?
In what way?
Well, what way? You're telling me that you were asking the kids, is there a God? And they kept saying, yes, there is. You wanted them to say no.
I think that's a logical conclusion.
Well, hold on. A logical conclusion maybe for you. But if they're saying, yes, there's a God, even though you are teaching high school and you're not a filmmaker, if they're saying, yes, there's a God, even though James Cameron made all this money on Avatar and Titanic, and if they're saying, yes, there's a God, even though it may drive you to a nervous exhaustion mental breakdown, then that's what they think.
No, they do that because they want me to have a mental breakdown. Look at the numbers on teen pregnancy.
What's that got to do with it?
It shows the morality of our young people. Teen pregnancy up after 10-year decline. The morals of our young people are beginning to sink. That includes going out and getting pregnant and possibly driving a history teacher, a health teacher, and a teacher that both of them respect driving him into a hospital bed with straps on it.
So it's the morality of the kids.
That's exactly right.
That they want you to have a nervous breakdown. Vernon Doger is well. He is basically drawing the conclusion that today's kids are less moral than ever before. And one of the reasons he says that is that he feels his students are trying to drive him to a nervous breakdown by saying James Cameron deserves his success and Vernon Doger, he deserves being a high school teacher. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. More with Vernon Doger up next here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
You made it sound stupid.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Phil, you did. And I'm not that dumb.
Now, why am I looking at Channel 4 right now putting perfectly good bud into a frying pan?
Oh, my God. They're taking the best buds and they're going to cook it up.
Is this some kind of stupid how to cook marijuana show? Get out of here, man. First of all, make it legal. Then show us how to cook it. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Every night here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. We have Vernon Doger joining us, a educator from Glendale, California, teaches at Belmar Academy. This is not a religious school you teach at, is it, Vernon?
No, it's not. It is a private high school, but it's a secular school.
But you have religion classes?
We have classes on philosophy. We have classes on spirituality. But we are not run or owned or otherwise administered by a religious group. We do have classes on, as I said, family. We have classes on spirituality. We have classes on comparative religion. But I had to tell my class that there is no God. And that's what, of course, got me in trouble with the board. But you have to understand...
You told your class there is no God based on the fact that you never got to be a filmmaker, but James Cameron did.
It was not quite that simple.
It was based on the fact that James Cameron got to be not just a filmmaker, but a highly successful one, even though he is a blowhard and an egomaniac.
Yeah, and he's a bore, and he's a craven idiot. And I never got to see my dream realized as a filmmaker, even though I work hard and I care about people. And I told the kids, there's no God. And they come back with, yes, there is.
And so the teachers didn't want, the parents didn't like you saying there's no God.
Yeah, but guess what? It's a private school. So, you know.
Well, I understand that's probably what saved your job. But the fact is, you telling the kids there's no God based upon this philosophy, and when they didn't agree with you, you kept them after school. It seems like the parents had a beef there.
Look, I tried to tell these parents that their kids would rather see me in a psychiatric hospital than cop to the fact that there's no. I just told them that James Cameron is a blowhard, egomaniac bore. And they're coming back with, yeah, but there's a God. And so, Mr. Henry...
Well, you also worked in the teen pregnancy thing, which you say is also indicative of low morals among our young people.
Absolutely, and that's what I told the Bill Witcher, who's our headmaster. But for the parents to come back on me and say, how dare you keep our kids alive, I said, I kept them late because they're trying to put me on a... They're trying to put me in a room... where there's no furniture, just padding on the wall. And I will not, I won't let that stand.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call we have on the line here in Virginia. Rachel, calling. Rachel, you're on the air with Vernon Doger. Go ahead, ma'am.
Hi, I'm just dumbfounded at the fact that this gentleman thinks that his life is based upon teen pregnancy, and the whole fact that he didn't have a film career is because of a teen pregnancy rate that's gone up.
Well, I mean, that's indicative of young people Their morals are not there, see? And when I say to my students, do you think there's a God, even though I was robbed of a career as a filmmaker, and they say yes,
okay,
that
maybe
shows
you
me
look
another...
in the mirror. Maybe you need to look in the mirror. Okay,
I can
maybe,
look in the mirror. I can look in the mirror.
Maybe you were robbed of a film career
shows,
because you weren't any good.
Maybe I was robbed of a film career because I'm not any good, which I don't think is true because I think I am good. Or maybe I was robbed of a film career because there's no God. And that's what I asked my students to consider, and they wouldn't even consider it.
But God didn't have anything to do with the fact that you weren't any good.
How do you know?
God didn't have anything to do with the fact that you weren't any good.
Didn't God make us?
Well, now, wait a minute.
God created
us. Do you believe in God, Vernon?
No, I don't.
Well, then what do you mean, didn't God make us?
Right, exactly.
No. No, here's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Well,
then you have to go back to the Charles Darwin theory that we all come from the apes, right?
No, you can believe in God and still believe in evolution. But I don't believe in God. Listening to you laugh, I certainly do believe in evolution, though.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
Because she sounds like a monkey when she laughs, to be honest with you. And to be honest with you as well, Mr. Henry, my students don't care whether I'm put in a hospital and pumped full of Thorazine because of a nervous breakdown.
I just think it's humorous that I have a 13-year-old daughter, and she's not pregnant, and she does believe in God, and she would find you humorous. That also,
right, exactly. Yes, she would, because she doesn't care if I go.
And that you, because you are working as a teacher, that you don't have a film career, probably because you aren't any good, because she's extremely smart.
No, your daughter wants to see me. Your daughter would laugh at me because she wants to see me in a psychiatric hospital.
What does that mean? I want to know what does that mean exactly?
It means if I wanted to be a filmmaker and I didn't get to be one, and James Cameron, who is a immoral, loud slob, gets to make all that money on Avatar and Titanic, do you think there's a God? I don't think there is. And yet that young daughter of this woman, she would insist there is one until I have nervous exhaustion.
Until you have nervous exhaustion?
Yes.
And you go into a mental hospital?
Yes.
I just think that's ridiculous.
You know, Henry, I've been on your show a lot. You can laugh all you want.
Well, come on, man. I mean, that's a stretch.
I just think it's ridiculous.
Hi.
Absolutely. What? I think it's ridiculous.
I've heard you say, but you can't argue against the point I'm making, the logic of the point.
Well, you walked into the classroom, you said to the kids, there's no God. When they disagreed with you, you kept them after class, which meant they were late for school or late to get home, which caused the parents to get involved. That was your mistake.
I'm glad that my daughter doesn't take your class. I mean, I would have a problem.
Your
with
daughter,
that as a
I wouldn't
as well.
Take your daughter. I would not take your daughter in my class because you've already marked her as a kid that wants to drive me into a mental ward. So I would
she's
not take her.
She's actually in gifted programs. She's very smart. She's in.
Oh, that's
Disney.
Fine. But you
mean,
already said
she's not pregnant.
She'd laugh. No, I know.
She
but you already said she'd laugh at me. She'd laugh at me and my film aspiration.
No, she's.
So that means you're not
going to
have her
for you because she's a very compassionate child.
Very good. Rachel, thank you so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. So, in other words, you wouldn't have the kid in your class. Why?
I'm not going to have that woman's kid in my class if that child is going to laugh when I say there's no God because of where I am as opposed to James. You know, I know you understand what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying. And I know that you were trying to give a lesson to the class in terms of, I guess, God or religious belief or anything, but it seemed to me you pulling yourself into it confused the issue. Kimberly in Washington, D.C., you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Kimberly.
Good morning. Hey, listen, you know, I wanted to be a movie star. I'm not. I'm so furious. I'm just so mad. First of all, these kids cannot control your life. If you end up in a crazy room, you end up there. Their morals are their morals. And their beliefs are their beliefs. You cannot impose beliefs on these students, regardless of your shortcomings in your life, and regardless of him making money.
You think
that's the bottom line? I work in the schools, and I am not going to impose my beliefs or my shortcomings honest student or
a cop. You see how you and I got robbed? You wanted to be an actress. I wanted to be a filmmaker.
You know what?
We might have worked together.
I have four beautiful children.
But these kids robbed
us. I work in the schools. You know what? It didn't happen. Big deal. I moved on. I do not begrudge someone else's ability and wherewithal of being
you
able
moved
to
on.
Succeed.
Even though you and I could have worked together someday.
No, oh, God, no, that would have been absurd.
Yes, it would have been fantastic. I would have known what you knew.
Phil Hendry.
Where'd she go?
Bill Hendry Show.
That's what I want to do.
All right. Vernon Dozier with us, an educator from Belmar Academy in Glendale, California, as we talk about teen pregnancy, the relative morality of teens from one generation to the next. You've been talking about how you feel the teen morality, the teens today, their morals are getting worse because of your career aspirations as opposed to James Cameron. They have no sympathy for you.
It's not that they don't have sympathy for me, and the fact that I wanted to be a filmmaker, and God instead, this God they believe in, the God that the kids believe in, God blessed James Cameron a bag of air. He's air. There's no clothing. It's just air. So God blessed a patch of air and gave it money. And me, I'm teaching high school. Now, Mr. Hendry, as I said to you during the break, and you took grave exception, I'm going to say it again. I'm as close as any white man in this country is going to get to being black and Haitian. And
I find that comparison to be unseemly.
Hold on for a minute. A building collapsed on me, too. A building called the Teens of America, the morality of teens, collapsed on me and crushed my dreams. And
teens didn't crush your dreams.
No, but when they say that there's a God, and I know there isn't, and so, let me tell you, there's no clean drinking water in my world, and I don't have, and there are dead bodies stacked high, the dead bodies of my dreams. Those are my dreams. And I'm going to have to put petroleum on them at some point and light them on fire, and the stink, and that'll set you free. The stink of my dreams burning. Now, that's what I try to impart to my students.
And being teenagers, I don't think they understood.
It's my duty as a teacher to impose my beliefs on my students if my beliefs are true.
I don't see it that way, man. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We've got Doreen. Doreen, you're on the air with Vernon Dozier here on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Dozier.
Yes, ma'am.
I just got in my car and just tuned in where you were saying that, that it was God's fault that you weren't a filmmaker. And then,
I asked my students, could there possibly be a God when he allows James Cameron, who is just air with a jacket on it, to be wealthy, and me, I'm teaching high school. Is there a God? My student said yes, and I said, well, I'm here to tell you, no, there isn't. That's what I said.
Okay, so you believe that God allowed James Cameron to make those two films?
No, I believe there is no God, because if there were a God, James Cameron would never have the success that he has.
Okay, that's a little different from what you were saying.
That's what I'm saying.
No, that's exactly what I said.
No, you said that God smiled favorably on James Cameron and not on you.
Did I ask my students if there was a God?
Well, yes, you did.
And that's what they said yes, and I said, no, there isn't. And I've told my students, no, there's no God. Okay? Now, as I mentioned at the break, I don't mean to offend anybody, but I am right now sleeping on the driveway of my failure, while the house of my dreams has collapsed because there's been an earthquake in the Haiti/Vernon Dozier world.
Yeah, I got the whole thing about you being black and Haitian, and I don't think that anybody is going to relate to that. And I think it's an unseemly comparison given the suffering of those people.
I'm not saying that I'm suffering the same way not saying I'm suffering the same way they are. I'm saying that if drinking water was a dream, mine is full of fecal matter.
Oh, that's great, man. That's a great thought.
Well, I'm just trying to give it to you straight.
Well,
okay,
I have a question.
Go ahead.
For Mr. Dozier.
Who's this? Who's this?
This is Doreen.
Oh, I thought she hung up.
No.
Go ahead, Doreen.
I'm wondering, why do you feel like your dream of being a filmmaker is over?
Because I've seen
time and time again that people have dreams, and they're, I mean, I've seen a man on Oprah that was 93 when he started school to learn to read and write, and I've seen a man that was barefoot skiing, and he didn't start skiing until he was 80. You know,
barefoot
and he was 83.
Well,
he was barefoot
skiing. Yeah,
I think that you can fulfill your dream of being a filmmaker.
I understand that, but Doreen, the problem with Oprah is Oprah has faked her guests for years, and those are actors. And so she has...
You can't say that.
They're all phony.
I've taught a 50-year-old man how to read, and he had given up on that dream many years ago.
You taught a 15-year-old man how to read.
A 50.
Did you teach a 15-year-old man?
No, a 50-year-old man.
But no, I'm asking, has she ever taught a 15-year-old man?
That's not a man, that's a boy.
And a 15-year-old.
Was it a man?
It was a boy.
No, I caught a 15-year-old boy and a 15-year-old man.
She specified the 50-year-old knew how to read. He was lying. Do you think that he was lying to you?
No, he did not know how to read.
Can I ask you a question? I don't mean to be rude. Do you think the 50-year-old lied to you because he wanted to get... get you in bed?
No, I don't.
What kind of a disgusting question would you...
No, I don't. It was my boyfriend's uncle.
All the more reason to ask the question.
Okay, all I'm saying is, why do you feel like your dream is over? Because of all the stories
you just told me about 50-year-olds on Oprah, I know it's over. So you've just depressed me more.
No, you know something, Doreen? Outstanding phone call. I appreciate it. And I think it's a very good question. Let's move on here to Roy. In Pennsylvania tonight. Roy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Vernon Dozier. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hello. I'm just going to make a statement here and have it out. I don't need any discussion on this. This is just my opinion. But if I was one of those parents that's paying to have their children go to his class, I'll guarantee you my son and daughter would not be in class tomorrow after listening to this for the past 45 minutes gone by, because That man has some problems, and it sounds to me like he's blaming it on the kids in his class if they disagree with him. And that's not how it should be, and I'll leave it go at that, and you have a fine day.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Well, you wouldn't get your money back, that's for sure.
Okay, he hung up.
Of course he hung up, because he knows that I was going to defeat him in any argument. And where he's wrong is, I'm blaming the kids only for the following. If they know that I am near nervous exhaustion and I'm about to lose it, and they still say there's a God, then that proves they want to see Mr. Dozier drop to the floor, go into the fetal position, convulse, cry for his mother, and laugh as an ambulance takes him away. I don't think that's the kind of young person that we want to raise in our world today. The plate where we live today, right now.
Very pretty, Mr. Dozier, very pretty.
Thank you.
However, you still have not made the point that that's what those kids wanted to do. It sounds to me like all they wanted to do was say, yes, we do believe in God.
And you're not listening to me.
I'm listening to everything you're saying. Carrie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Vernon Dozier.
Hi. I don't really know where to start with this guy.
No, I'm saying, if you misunderstood me, Mr. Hendry, I said that the kids knew that I wanted to be a filmmaker, and they still say there's a God, even though I'm sitting as a high school teacher and James Cameron's walking around with 19-year-olds.
Carrie, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Carrie.
Yes, ma'am.
How long have you been a teacher?
I've been a teacher for this is my 17th year.
is your 17th year. And have you always been
10 years? 10 years as the high school varsity football coach, and we've won 9 division championships in that time, 3 league titles.
All right, so because you couldn't make it in a film career, you have now, quote-unquote, settled for being a teacher. Is that, am I correct?
Yes, that's correct. But what you aren't saying is that, you know, James Cameron. Okay, go ahead.
I'm listening.
But a blowhard, but an ego case like James Cameron, you say he made it?
Yeah, you're saying he made it. He made all that money.
Yeah, I definitely say he did make it. And, you know, I'm all for open discussion about evolution and God and everything in the class. But you, as a human being, you have to be open to other people's opinions. And there's especially kids, like discussing something with kids is one thing. Telling them this is the way it is and this is, you can't do that. I don't know who you think you are.
Wait a minute. You always tell a kid. Do you argue with a kid about whether they stick their finger in a light socket? Of course you don't. You tell them you don't do that.
There is no God.
If I'm sitting here looking at your faces when James Cameron is around a fire pit at Jeffrey's in Malibu. See?
If there is no God, what does that even have to do with anything? What happened to you? If there is no God,
yeah, the whole thing about there is no God is based on your interpretation, your life. Yeah, your life, your shortcomings.
No,
why did you decide to give up? If you wanted this so bad, why did you give up and settle to be a teacher? If these kids are so crazy, why are you a teacher?
But
you
I would rather the kids not
you
be.
You are doing such a disservice.
I'm fine
to
with
children.
It, but my kids, I'm fine with it as long as my kids aren't being encouraged to drive me to a mental. You know what a mental breakdown is, right?
A complete mental breakdown. I'm pretty All sure right. that you should probably apply for some sick time because you are not right. You are not
my
right.
My kids, ma'am, I think that's
if
very
you
unfair.
Cannot,
my
you
kids
cannot,
are trying to drive
can,
me.
If you cannot handle having a debate with kids, if you cannot handle having kids tell you their opinion, you shouldn't be a teacher. You shouldn't be anywhere near kids. You need, in my opinion, you need to apply for some sick time, take some time off.
Can I tell you something? You know who my wife is? My wife.
I don't care who your wife is.
I'm 53. My wife is 20. I married her right after she graduated. My wife used to be in my class, and I married her right after she graduated from our high school. That's how well I understand young people. And
what does that mean?
Like
what is that supposed? What is that supposed to mean?
Your children.
She was 18. She was a legal adult. She was 18. A legal adult.
Well, so what, man? So you married her, and that proves you know something about kids.
That was the one high school student I met who didn't
want to
put me in a padded cell. Who didn't want to put me in a padded cell.
All right, well, thank you very much, Gary.
You can't let her go off. She just called me some kind of a name.
No, she didn't. She just gave an opinion. Let's go remote to Dan. Dan, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Vernon Dozier. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. My problem is how he's blaming this guy for his lack of success.
Who, James Cameron?
Why are you doing that?
Because James Cameron has no right to the success he has based upon. Huh?
Why?
Because he's a big mouth? Because he's talking about
where are
greedy
we
is and everything?
Hold on. What are we, I would have been way better.
I'm in Glendale, California.
All right.
So this guy Cameron, who gets to be wealthy. And meanwhile, I made a cartoon once that was very funny. And when I showed it to some people at a local TV station, they said, yes, it's funny, but it contains references to cat excrement, things like that. And I said, but it's groundbreaking. And they said, yeah, but we can't do it because it's got too much. It was very funny, Phil. It was about a cat box.
Yeah, but that's not going to be on television.
But it was funny.
That might be funny, but you're going to have a cartoon about a cat box?
Here we go.
No, not here we go, man. This is something everybody's got to live with. You can't have a cartoon that's scatological that contains that kind of stuff. All right?
Well, the fact is, it's better than anything that Cameron made. And it was about a cat box. Not about the Titanic and not about Avatar. About a cat relieving itself in the morning. I think it's unfair. I told the students that. And if I have to take a leave of absence and be in a psychiatric facility, I'm happy to do that. But I blame the parents of my students, I blame the administrative board of Belmar Academy, and I blame God, who I don't think exists. A very pleasant good evening, sir.
Okay, thanks so much, Dan, and thank you all, and I guess he hung up.
Yep, line's blank.
877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
A very pleasant good evening.
Famous Phil Hendry Show.
And our number is 877-876-PHIL. And if you want to hear a download of our show, if you haven't heard the whole show, you want to hear the whole show, you can hear the whole show tomorrow. You can go to our website and you can download the entire thing, baby. In fact, I'm looking at our homepage right now. And you can go over there and we have three little clicks there. You can download the 3 hours of audio and you can watch the 3 hours of our video cast as well. And we have a 5-day video archive. Go to philhendryshow.com for all the details. Boop. And by the way, we have a redesign. We'll be launching our new site soon, which will include a news feed, which will also include video and photographs. So you'll be able to stay in touch with the inner workings, the machinations, the insanity, the reality that is The Phil Hendry Show, and it is a madhouse. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
Thanks, bud.
Yeah.
In any event, don't get, you know.
Yeah, don't be a comedian, man. Yeah. All right.
In late October, Newsday, the Long Island newspaper, they put their website, Newsday.com, behind a paywall. Now, this was in late October. They said, let's make our website a subscription service. And people will pay money to look at the news on our website. And this is the model the New York Times wants to go with. And frankly, it's a model that we use on our website, although our website, we charge $6.95 a month for 30-plus shows, actually 60 video and audio shows. I mean, the bang for your buck you get on our website is fantastic. And we have a nice number of subscribers on our website, okay? Because we know what we're doing. Now, here's Newsday. Newsday decided they were going to put their website behind a paywall. The paper was one of the first non-business newspapers to take the plunge by putting up a paywall, so in media circles, it's been followed with interest. Could its fate be a sign of what others, including the New York Times, might expect? The New York Times is going to go to a subscription model as well. 3 months later, how many people have signed up to pay $5 a week? That would be $20 a month, right? For the Newsday service, or you could get it for $260 a year to get unfettered access to Newsday. You know how many people? 35.
What? They got millions and billions out there. You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. 35 feet Newsday, Long Island. I mean, you're right. There's millions of people that live out there. And they got 35 people to subscribe to their website. The astoundingly low figure was revealed in a newsroom-wide meeting last week by publisher Terry Jimenez when a reporter asked how many people had signed up for the site, and he said he didn't know the number off the top of his head, so he asked a deputy sitting next to him, and the reply was 35. Michael Ammon, who's a social services reporter, asked for clarification. He said, I heard you say 35 people. Is that number correct? And Jimenez nodded. The website redesign and relaunch cost the Newsday Corp, the Newsday company, you know how much? $4 million. $4 million to redesign and relaunch their website. 35 people. That's $9,000. Now, I am not one to glory in the failure of others. Honest to God, I'm not. There is a profound disconnect, I think is the word that people use these days, a profound disconnect between the Newsday expectations and what they got for a $4 million site redesign, 35 people. And one of those things is, and they've admitted it, is the access people have to it by way of Optimum Cable and some other things. So you've got to sever your connections, Newsday, with every other server and every other entity that's carrying your website and start all over again and make this thing exclusive to your subscribers. All right. The Democrats slam the brakes on health care. We'll preview tomorrow's State of the Union address, 877-876-PHIL. Be back to world-famous, groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show.